From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. After weekend meetings in Moscow with President Vladimir Putin, today North Korean leader Kim Jong-il tours Russian defense and space installations. Kim's visit to military sites comes a day after he gave assurances that North Korea will continue its moratorium on test-launching ballistic missiles. The North Korean missile program has been cited by the Bush administration as one reason for the United States to build a space-based National Missile Defense System. Alan Cullison is a correspondent for the Wall Street Journal in Moscow. He's on the phone. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning.
Kim and Putin called their meetings a historic landmark, and it really seems to be the beginning of a warming of relations between North Korea and Russia, since those ties were pretty cold after the fall of communism in the former Soviet Union. Did you see signs of genuine warmth between perhaps Putin and Kim?
I think it's possible to say that they're trying to look like they're warm. You know, both North Koreans and the Russians would like to use each other for different reasons. Putin has sort of been distinguishing himself as a guy who can bring marginal leaders out into the world and help them communicate with the West. Kim does need some alternatives right now. He does want to have a dialogue with the West and with South Korea, but does need an intermediary. And so appearing to have warm relations right now is probably a good strategic move for both of them.
Elaborate a little bit on the Kremlin's objective for this visit. Is it also more for Russia to play a part on the world stage as well?
Russia right now is opposing the Bush administration's plans for the national missile defense. There are going to be talks this coming month. Russia wants to show that Kim basically isn't a boogeyman. I mean, there are rumors about who Kim is. Nobody really knows that well. You know, there's talk that he's a sort of guy who kidnaps actresses and spends a lot of time locked in dark rooms by himself. And if they can show that he's sort of a stable fellow who isn't likely to do something dangerous with his missiles, they can show that he's not really a good justification for a missile defense. And Putin's the guy who's bringing him out into the limelight, showing that he is a good counterparty for negotiations.
A good party for negotiations between Washington and Pyongyang?
Between Washington and Pyongyang, between North Korea and South Korea, people are looking for Kim right now to fulfill an earlier promise that he would travel to Seoul. Putin is supposed to be encouraging him to pursue talks with Seoul, but I haven't seen any promises come out of this trip that he is going to go to South Korea.
They also held economic talks. Now, Russia's not in very good financial condition at this point, and certainly North Korea is not, since it can't afford to feed its people without foreign aid. What do they talk about when they discuss economic ties?
They talk in pretty vague terms. Russia's economic ties with South Korea are much stronger than with North Korea. North Korea really doesn't have much to offer except maybe free labor, slave labor. North Korea would really like to modernize its military, and I'm sure that Kim came with a wish list of different things that he'd like to have, but later on we'll find out how much any of that talk is real.
Alan Cullison is a correspondent for the Wall Street Journal in Moscow. Thanks a lot, Alan.
Thank you.